Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler, all part of the Indy Realty team. Johnson Smith team is part of it's Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. And the designated broker for Indy Realty is Don Geisler.
Hello. Thanks for having me here today.
Yeah. Who we have on the show today, later on today, will be, get the name right, it's called Michelle Jesse. She's from Meritage Home. She's the VP of Sales. The second and third segment, we'll talk to her a little bit about new construction and how that's going and how the people out there can start looking into it and what the advantages of having new construction.
Yeah, we've had a few conversations on here about new construction, but this is our first time to have someone from that world represented here on the show. So we're super excited about that part of the show coming up.
Yeah, we got Michelle in the studio right now. So Michelle, anytime you feel like making a comment or you want to comment on something, you're more than welcome to speak in.
Okay.
The second and third segment, we just want to concentrate on you and do all your stuff. But right now, we're going to talk about some of the things that have been happening with the NAR settlement. Any new updates, Don?
I don't think there's anything brand new per se.
Uh-huh.
Some of the stuff that I've been talking about the DOJ taking a hard look at making sure that a lot of the processes and stuff aren't quote unquote workarounds,
right,
exist out there. But as it stands right now, slated for August 17th, we have the new processes and procedures all in order. All of the new documents related to the new processes and procedures are in order. And we are just, for the most part, ready to adapt and change and rock and roll.
Well, do clients and customers see these new forms, or the 20 forms that are changed? Do they affect mostly just agents, or are they a lot of them affecting the clients and my buyers and sellers also?
I think it absolutely affects everybody.
Okay.
Because, you know, starting off right from the get-go, a procedural change is prior to viewing any house listed in the MLS, the real estate agent has to have a signed buyer broker agreement with the buyer. So if you are a potential buyer and you want to see houses that are listed in the MLS, you have to have a signed agreement with a licensee.
And hey Don, I read this earlier today, was that even though the settlement they're talking about starts August 17th, the AAR, Arizona Association of Real Estates, Realtors, is asking everyone to do it now. It's asking for the brokers to go ahead and implement that policy right now, to start doing it at this time.
Well, I think it's really good advice because, you know, frankly, for many years, we have strived to get to the standard of practice being that every buyer's representative had a written agreement with their buyers, and it provides transparency. It explains what our fiduciary duties are to the buyer. It also explains how we're compensated, the different manners that we're compensated, and everybody's responsibility in the agreement. So, you know, we at Indy Realty have been using buyer broker agreements since the beginning. We've always required them. So AAR, whether or not they are advising to start using the new forms, I don't think that they're advising use the new forms, but the practice of have a buyer sign a buyer broker agreement prior to show the listings is very, very sound advice.
I think that's something that is going to be a challenge for us as realtors to educate our clients on, that that's not really going to be optional anymore. And if you've bought a house in the last year, 2 years, 3 years, you may not have signed one. And so having someone tell you it's required now is going to be a little bit of a learning curve. And I just think we're going to have a lot of conversations, and consumers need to know that if you are working with a realtor, then if they're part of our multiple listing service, you are going to have to sign an agreement to hire them to represent you.
I agree with you, Sandra. I agree 100%, but everything comes with change. We have to wear our seatbelts. We didn't have to wear it before. I go back to that because my dad did not like wearing a seatbelt. He was mad every time he had to put a seatbelt on. I'm on mistake. One time I was driving him, and I went to put a seatbelt on, and he almost knocked me. Hey, I don't wear seatbelts. I say, Dad, it's the law. But the point is that he was not ready for change. But the point is that change is coming, and whatever people thought happened 2 or 3 years ago, it's not happening anymore. So we let them know. We know it happened before. That's not the rules right now. Here are the rules now if you want to go see something. So I don't think we have to be forceful about it and say, hey, I understand you sold the house 5 years ago. Here's my point. How much did you sell your house for? Do you want to sell it for the same price? Yeah, things have changed.
That's right. Yeah, we're not able to live in the past. We have to move forward.
Yes.
And I don't doubt at all that there are going to be lots and lots of agents and brokers that are uncomfortable with the new seatbelt on, for sure. And, you know, really part of that is because it's a practice that really should have been in place, you know, since it came into being 1996, you know, the current system. And it's just, it's so valuable. But there are questions that buyers ask. Mm-hmm. And so even prior to all the change going on and stuff like that, buyers ask questions about the buyer broker agreement. And question number one is, yes, I've bought X number of houses in my lifetime and I've never had to sign one. So why do I have to sign this, or I'm not going to sign this, you know? And so, and you know, question number two is why do I have to sign it? How come the last person didn't show it to me or didn't make me sign it? So, you know, that's just part of the education process.
Right.
And, you know, the thing is that we're going to be bound by the rule. And if you want to see a house that's listed in the MLS, you have to sign the agreement. There are going to be separate versions of the agreement. There's really not going to be any reason, you know, not to move forward
with it.
Again, it adds transparency to the process. And in the long run, I think a change is going to be very, very positive. It's just a matter of getting, you know, through the hurdle of everybody adapting to the change.
I believe having that conversation up front is going to be a good thing for everyone else, because we won't have it next time someone coming up saying, I didn't know how things work. So every single person looking for a house will know how buyers agents are compensated, because you've had this conversation over and over again. Every time you look for a house, you had that conversation. So you will be aware of how we get compensated. Because like everything else, everybody has a job. We have to get paid. Somebody has to pay a buyer's agent.
Yeah, it is actually a job, and it is how our folks, you know, earn their living.
Yes.
They work very hard. But it does affect the buyer and it affects the seller. And it's perfectly legitimate to say, you know, hey, we want a very clear and very transparent written document that explains how everybody's paid and who's paying what. And, you know, the great thing is that the Arizona documents are already very, very clear, but they're going to be clarified even more, you know, where every facet, every step of the compensation discussion and where it's coming from and who's receiving it is going to be broken down into a conversation point, you know, a sign or initial conversation point, mm-hmm. where we're going to be confident that it all has to be addressed appropriately from beginning to end.
Yeah, and I'm just writing some stuff down, and we're ready to go to break in a little bit, but I wanted to sit back and follow up on the things that what I'm finding out, what I'm realizing is that no matter what happens, the buyer is going to be much more informed. And I think it gives all of us agents a chance to tell these buyers what we do to get compensated, what our job is, how much it really takes to sit back and sell your, to buy you, to make sure you, when you buy this home, that you are well taken care of, that you're under the cover, on the umbrella of us taking care of things, because we know what we're doing. We know how to do this process. And we've been through this before. And so I'm very confident that it will help these buyers once we start this process, and everyone else is now well aware of what it takes to buy your home.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here with Ray Smith, Don Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler. Hey, everybody, Don Geisler is the CEO and designated broker of Indy Realty. How do you get a hold of you real quick, Don?
You can reach me at 520-869-2376. Good thing that's automatic.
Hi, you're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here with Ray, Sandra, and Don. We are realtors serving the old Pueblo. And we want to continue our conversation of talking about the NAR settlement and how it's affecting the buyers or the buyer's agents and the buyers. And I think that over the last couple of times, I thought we weren't showing all the positive things that's really going to bring forward for the agents and also for the buyers. And I thought that we have Michelle here, and she says a couple of things on the break. And if you don't mind, I'll mention them. She says something about consumers are educated and not the proverbial experts.
Yeah, Ray. So consumers, I think, are more educated than ever now, and especially mm-hmm. with the power of the internet, everyone's an expert, right? but I don't think that any average home buyer believes that they are the expert in the field of real estate, and they do get a certain sense of comfort and peace of mind in using that realtor.
Right.
Once we're able to demonstrate to them the value of a realtor, that this is your area of expertise, that you are here to protect their interests and to serve their needs, I think we have to trust that the public is going to be astute enough to understand the value and be willing to sign this agreement with the realtor that is right for them.
I think that's a good point too. Yes. The realtor that is right for you. You really want to take your time to interview and just make sure that the realtor that you're working with is well educated and that they're doing this, dare I say, full time. It's really tough to have another job and to be available for inspections and showings and all those things. And so really find out what kind of service you're going to get and what kind of knowledge you're going to get. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask some questions. Be prepared with questions, you know, on what their service that's being provided to you is.
Absolutely. And I think also that if you are not a full-time realtor in this crazy market that we're in, it is very difficult to stay on top of all the changes that are coming our way, mm-hmm. not just the NAR changes, but everything that happens in this industry in the period of 6 months. You know, if you're a part-time agent and you only sell 2-3 homes a year, it's very difficult, you know, to provide that level of service. Absolutely.
Well, one of the things that I, you know, I was focused on the idea of, you know, change is coming. And one of the most important things that you can do is to just get out of your own box, get out of your own head. You know, don't insist on doing things that just for the sake of the way that that's the way it's always been done.
Right.
And I think it's critically important because if you have been hesitant to have conversations with buyers because they're signing an exclusive buyer broker agreement, and you want to get them committed to you for 6 months, which is a perfectly legitimate thought process because you do a lot of running around.
Right.
And we are paid, you know, with the promise of something closing at the end. And a lot of times people can't even comprehend the idea that we're not paid anything literally along the way. There's not a salary. There's not a stipend. There's
no, you know, gas card.
There's nothing, you know. So, but however, I mean, when we sit down, I think if we have had difficulty having these conversations with prospective clients because, you know, we insist, hey, this needs to be a 3-month deal or a 6-month deal. It doesn't have to be.
Right.
You know, we can get out of our box and we can sit down with a prospective buyer and we can say, look, I have to get you to sign the document prior to showing you these houses, you know, but let's negotiate. Let's chat. What are you comfortable with? So we
nice,
can,
nice.
How about if we do a month and if we end up in escrow on something, it's automatically extends to the end of the escrow, you know, and if it's somebody that's really uncomfortable, well, let's just sign it for today. You know, we'll mm-hmm. sign this for today. It'll expire at the end of the day, but if we have provisions in there that if you buy one of the houses that we show you today, or if we get one in escrow, you know, then it automatically extends.
Yes.
And there are plenty of ways that we can have a good, fruitful conversation, have a really good, transparent agreement in place with terms that everybody can agree to. And nobody has to feel like they're quote unquote trapped into anything, you know, but the flip side of that is I think people need to understand, you know, if an agent shows you 45 houses and it's been 6 weeks and, you know, they may feel like they have the right to expect you to be, you know, loyal to them. But it's all a negotiation process.
Yeah, I've had that conversation with buyers before where I sit down and I say, we're kind of dating right now, but at some point I'm going to ask you to make a commitment because I don't want to start out there, but I understand that you want to see if we work well together. I think that's fair. And so we'll start out with a shorter term agreement. But at some point, if we're seeing 45 houses, I think it's time, you know, if we need to take this relationship to the next level or not.
I like that. What if we put a number of the houses that we show? Say, if we show you over 10 houses, then at some point, this has to go to that point.
And we're
outside the box,
see,
yes.
Yeah, we're certainly going to see, you know, as consumers become more educated with the process, we'll see what kind of demands they have and we will adjust mm-hmm. and we'll serve the clientele to the best of our ability. I mean, and for the most part, what we said here today, which Michelle said it makes perfect sense, is that people are way more educated than mm-hmm. they've ever been because we are immersed in information, but they're not an expert in what we do. And so even in 2024, since the announcement of all these things going right. on, for the most part, the vast, vast majority of prospective clients have come to us and said, you know, what are they talking about? We're hearing these things, but we really don't get it. You guide me. You tell me what it means and what I should do. And mm-hmm. so the system is going to be set up so that they get to hear from us exactly, you know, what we feel is in their interest to best sell their house. They have options. They're not obligated to do anything. And, you know, at the end of it, they'll be highly educated.
We've used this analogy before, and I just want to bring it back up again because we're talking so many positive things on this show. It's got me excited. And we have to remind everyone is that it, like we talked about, it's just like being lawyers. And, you know, you can go on internet and you can read a lot about law and you can do a lot of good things. You can get a lot of information, but they will always tell you, never come to court and represent yourself.
Right.
No matter how much information you've gained, how much information you thought you got off the internet, how smart you think you do not know all the ins and outs when you go into that arena. And when you come into the real estate arena, you are not that knowledgeable. We are. And we know how to get you through this and get you through this with a win-win situation. You just have to rely on us and you have to believe in us. And I like the word that's out there. We have to negotiate and have conversations. I love having conversations up front with somebody saying, hey, this is what I do. This is why I do it. And the thing that we always mention about with the Indy Realty is that we're all about relationships. So we're not getting to any negotiation without us making sure that, hey, down the end, you should win and we should win because we want to talk to you later after we sell this house or we buy a house.
That's right. And I mean, just like anything, like if today, let's say your cell phone carrier called you or put out an email and said, starting in a month, the way that we bill and the way that we do all these things is going to change. What do we usually do when that happens? We say, okay, well,
what choice do I have?
Let me see what my bill looks like next month and we'll see what's changed and what choices do we have. And so, you know, the business is still going to happen. Buyers and sellers are still going to be active. And it just, again, we encourage everybody, don't be fearful. Don't be putting your life on hold over this. Get with us, get your goals accomplished. There's really a lot of wonderful things going on. And I'm excited to hear a little bit more from Meritage because we've had a great relationship with Meritage over the past, you know, year and a half, 2 years. And we're really excited about what they're able to do, the products that they offer. You know, there's so much great stuff going on in the market, stuff that a lot of potential buyers and sellers don't even realize.
Yeah, so thank you for spending part of your afternoon with the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. Also, Don Geiser, who's the designated broker for Indy Realty. When we come back, we'll be talking with Michelle Jesse, who is the VP of Operation Sales, VP of Sales for Meritage Homes. We're going to have a great two segments talking to her about the new construction. Hi, the brokerage of Indy Realty is brought to you by Don Geiser, who's the designated broker. We're happy to have him on the show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. We're part of the Johnson Smith team, and you're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. And on our show today, we have... I want to say without looking, but it's too late. We have Michelle Jesse, who is the VP of Sales for Meritage Home. We're really happy to have her on the show. They have so many great things going on, and we love partnering with them. They're a great partner for Indy Realty. How are you doing today, Michelle?
Doing great. Thank you. I'm so excited to be invited here, especially with Indy Realty.
I thought that we would sit here and start throwing you a bunch of questions, but let's first hear, is there anything you want to just sit back and tell people before we get started?
That's hilarious. I think the important thing to know is that with inventory being tight in our market, because a lot of folks are not in a position where they can sell right now to give up their interest rate that they have.
Right.
You know, but the population that moves in and out of Tucson is always on the move. So it's important to know that there's probably about a 30% of the homes that are on the market right now that you see in the MLS are new home construction. Sometimes more. It just depends on the day that you look. You know. So it is a viable option, and all the builders are out there carrying a little more inventory right now so that folks can still get into that home in 30 to 60 to 90 days.
It's interesting that you say that 30 to 60 to 90 days, because a couple of years ago, we were looking at longer build times, but the builders are doing a lot more spec homes now so that you do have a shorter wait.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It used to be that a spec home was something that happened by accident, right? Uh-huh. Someone purchased mm-hmm. it, and then they changed their mind about the coupling possibly of green bath tile with brown floor tile, you know, or something like that. So you have these odd sort of one-off homes that happened by accident.
Right.
That, you know, all of our specs are absolutely intentional. We build nothing but specs. We don't actually offer them for sale until they can close within 60 to 90 days. 90 days is about as far out as we go. And we're looking toward the future to bring a closing date guarantee to the table as well, because wow. we want to overcome that fear for the buyer that I'm going to sign a contract and I have no idea when that home's going to be finished and I'm completely at your mercy, because a lot of that happened, you know, and a lot of that did happen, and it was out of everyone's control, but no one wants to be stuck in that spot. And so this is kind of the answer for that fear that we've come up with, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the other global answer, of course, that we're doing for the interest rate situation is we're buying those long-term commitments with our lenders and the bulk providers of money. So we're buying big blocks of money, and then we're able to offer the public that 5.5% fixed rate when the going rate might be 7.
Because you're buying them earlier.
Yeah, because we go ahead and put up that money, and that is an absolutely baked in part of our strategy, is that we'll mm-hmm. have that money available for homes that can close in 60 days at whatever the rate is that we were able to secure. But that's huge for the consumer. If you compare purchasing at 7% interest versus 5.5% interest, you unlock an additional $55,000 to $60,000 in buying power. And then we have an insurance company in-house as well that is meant to be a savings center, not a profit center.
Right.
So that saves about another 70% because they only insure brand new homes. So a lot of that risk is not there for the insurer. So when you couple the two things together, that right. unlocks about another $12,000 in buying power. It really changes your home search if you're looking at a $300,000 home versus a $372,000 home for exactly the same monthly homeownership cost. Even less on a new build and even less on a Meritage home because of the energy efficiencies that we build in. But, you know, it really changes the complexion of what you can afford right. and where you can be comfortable.
I like that. Go ahead, Sandra.
I was going to say that's one of the things that we've been talking about, because affordability has been an issue. And so looking at new construction because of just the interest rate has been a topic for us. But I didn't realize, and I love this is what I love about having guests on the show, I didn't realize that you had the insurance savings as well. But you're right, because you couple that with less home repairs,
yep.
the efficiency. And so the big picture, the end of the month, you just want to know you can afford that house payment and all of those other expenses that come with owning a home. And it really does give a lot of comfort to a buyer to know that they have a lot less to worry about.
Absolutely. The changes that have happened in the home building industry overall in the last decade, if you're looking at a 10-year-old home versus a brand new home, regardless of who the builder is, all of our Tucson builders are doing a fantastic job.
Yes.
We all have Energy Star certified homes, so I'm not here to say that Meritage is the only one, but the utility savings on that, just because of the direction that the entire planet has gone, you know, it really makes a difference in your total monthly cost of home ownership. It's no longer just about payment. It's about payment. It's about utilities. It's about that HOA fee, because that's going to happen every month as well, you know, and what do you get for those dollars? You know, so we try to be conscious of that throughout the process, from the first day that we look at land to buy and all the mm-hmm. way through development. What types of amenities are we going to provide, and at what cost, is, you know, so that we can constantly balance that equation.
So, Michelle, do you handle all the building properties here in Tucson?
I do, and I have one active adult community in Maricopa as well.
Wow, that's pretty. How many do you have so far in Tucson?
So we have 12 locations.
I thought it was only 7. Man, I missed 5.
No, we have 12 locations, and all in all, it's 15 stores. We have 15 product lines here in Tucson. So, all the way from Vail, like I said, all the way up to Maricopa, the town of Sarita, we've got them everywhere. Something for everyone.
And you said you have a 55 and over community in Maricopa. Do you have one here in Tucson at all?
We do not, no. The last one that we did in Tucson was in Green Valley, and we closed that out about 2 years ago. But we still have a huge master plan in Maricopa. And that's part of the change that we see in the industry as well, you know, because it is resort-style living It's also resort style HOA fees. You know, it doesn't come without a price, having the lakes and the lawns and all the pools and all the classes and all of those things are great to have. But, you know, as people retire in this environment that's just ridiculously expensive,
right,
you know, they like to have more choices. So for the first time in a long time, we're seeing active adult compete with the first-time homebuyer communities that are situated adjacent to, because they figure that they can invest those dollars their own way and keep their monthly cost of living lower if they don't live in that master plan. And then there are those on the flip side that say, it's well worth it. I want to enjoy my retirement and live next to all my best.
I have to ask this question. Are you building one near a golf course?
We have golf course adjacent communities. So
so that means that's not as high of an HOA fee.
Correct. Right? We don't build the golf courses anymore. We learned that lesson the hard way.
Raymond is an avid golfer, and so golf is important to him. And we talked about buying on a golf course once, and then we talked about the window issue, and yeah, we probably won't be doing that.
Certainly. You can get awfully close to a golf course and enjoy all the features and benefits of that course without having to replace your windows.
That is what I learned.
And your roof tiles.
We're here with Michelle Jesse, from VP of Sales for Meritage Home. You're here with Jason Smith. You're here with the Johnson Smith team and Don Geisler, all from Indy Realty. We'll be back on the side for our last segment with Meritage Homes. Thank you for spending the afternoon with us. And this is our last segment for the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler from Indy Realty. We're also here with Michelle Jesse. She is the VP of Sales for Meritage Homes.
We are so glad to have you on the show today.
I'm so happy to be here. It's awesome. This is fantastic what you do here. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, we are kind of unique in this space, and to be able to bring consumers, people like yourself, that bring a level of education that we can't do because we don't know it all. But tell us a little bit about the communities that you do have. And maybe before we do that, though, what makes your product different than other new construction?
Well, that's a long list. So it seems pretty basic on the face of it, right? Everybody builds, you know, some sort of type of shelter, and they all get built out of 2x4s and the white styrofoam stuff, and then we throw some roof tile on it, right? So Meritage Homes actually goes much deeper than that. We've been in Tucson for over 30 years. Our CEO, who is now the chairman of our board, actually is affiliated with U of A. He deep roots here. And we're the only big builder, actually, whose CEO is still the same guy from inception until he stepped down to become the chairman of the board. So we were a little company that grew up, and then, you know, we shrunk, and now we're growing again. So really, we believe that energy efficiency is something that everyone should have. So if you're looking at our most expensive product line and our fanciest homes that we build at Broadway and Houghton, and, you know, on this great rolling topography of a community.
That's a great community.
It sure is.
It's beautiful. If you're looking in those homes that can go all the way up to 700,000, or if you're looking at our very, very least expensive starter home in Star Valley, casino adjacent, which is also a golf course, just in case you're listening, Ray.
If you're at the casino, you can't afford the golf. That's all.
They both sound pretty good. But, I'm intrigued already.
You know, so if you're a $300,000 buyer or a $700,000 buyer, you get exactly the same energy efficiencies.
Right.
We're the only big builder to use spray foam insulation. That basically makes your home like an igloo cooler. It completely seals the outside. So not only does it help with your air conditioning and your heating bills, but also with dust, pollen, bugs, all the things that infiltrate a normal insulation home. And that insulation we apply on the underside of the roof rather than the top of your ceiling. So if you think about what that means, it sounds basic, but when your heating and cooling ducts go from room to room, they travel through that attic space. And in Tucson, Arizona, that attic space can be 220 degrees if it's not a conditioned space. By putting our insulation where we do and creating that igloo cooler effect, your cold air that you want to be 76 degrees in your space is never going to travel through an environment that's more than 7 or 8 degrees warmer than your 76 degrees.
That's efficiency right there.
And everything just lasts longer that way. We pair that with a two-stage HVAC unit, which means it works smarter, not harder. And it really makes a huge impact on your energy bills. So we save on average 50%. That's a bold statement, but it's true, on utilities versus other homes that aren't engineered in all one piece to function like this. So, and we've got products, you know, for everyone. We have the master plan of La Estancia. It's got community pools and parks and all the beautiful things. And as long as we're on HOA fees, the HOA there for the two community pools. And I don't know, there's probably 10 parks in that community.
Wow.
Easily. It's only $63 a month because
that's
it's
amazing.
Aggregated.
That's
across,
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, Broadway Houghton, of course, that's a gated community. It's a whole different aesthetic. We've got Valencia. If you want to be central in, you know, everything is sort of put around lifestyle. You know, we think about it as outside in. What is the consumer looking for? You know, Gladden Farms, very family friendly. All the walking paths connecting all right. the schools and all the parks, things like that. So our newest community has just opened and we just moved in last weekend and it's called Summerstone. It's on the very north end of Continental Ranch. It's tucked away behind Sunflower. So
wow.
not okay. a lot of signage, not a lot of noise about it because we're trying to, you know, again, preserve the integrity of that aesthetic that is there. But they're all single story homes, no back-to-back homes. You've got open space behind you no matter where you land. And those are starting in the low fours. So, you know, we've got sort of the bottom, the middle, and the top. Absolutely.
I like the sounds of that. I'll have to check out the new location.
Is there a website people can go to check you out?
Absolutely. It's just www.meritagehomes.com. And then you can see our inventory homes there. We have a lot of inventory. We've got 98 homes in the Tucson metro area right now and Maricopa that you could move into within 30 days that qualify for that rate lock money that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, and awesome. For people that may have just tuned in, why don't you revisit the rates?
So right now we have on anything that is complete or can close by the end of September, it's a 5.5% fixed rate for 30 years. And then on top of that, the builder subsidizes your payment for the first 2 years. It's called a 2-1 buy down. So your rate year one starts at 3.5%. In year two, it goes to 4.5%. And then years 3 through 30, you're at that 5.5%, never goes over that. The nice thing about that is if you're comparing your buying power at a 7% par interest rate, if you just go to bankrate.com or whoever and see what the rate is, 7% versus 5.5% unlocks another $60,000 in buying power for you. So it really makes the difference between getting the home that you can afford and the home that you love. They can be the same thing with this money. And then the icing on the cake is that we'll subsidize your first year payment by about $400 a month, and then we'll subsidize your second year payment by about $200 a month. So you have that extra pocket money to do those little things. All of our homes come with appliances, granite, solid surface countertops, tile floors, and faux wood blinds. But let's say you want to get, you know, something in the backyard for the kids. You've got that extra money those first 2 years to do that, and you can really dress it up and make it your own.
Yeah, that's really cool, because with a new house, you want to be able to upgrade a little bit. And
absolutely.
That's wonderful to have that extra money available to do that.
Absolutely. With a new home, it's about the fun things, right? It's not, I have to do this before I can move in. It's, I want to do this. The kids are so excited to have a play set, or we're finally going to get a puppy. You know, those things.
Right. We have just a few more minutes here before we wrap up the show. One of the things I love about the community is that you also work well with agents, and you have invited us to be there and meet with buyers. You're not, you know, like there's not that, I don't want to say animosity, but sometimes you feel like, oh, I got to be there.
Absolutely.
You know, when
absolutely
when my buyers, we do want to be there with our buyers, but should they just on a whim stop in?
Yep.
you are so great to work with them and to ask them about relationships that they have.
We really want to be accommodating to that. We understand, again, we have deep roots in the Tucson area, and in every market that we are in, we take it very seriously, the real estate industry as a whole. You know, a portion of each of our sales goes towards Arizona Housing Project, which provides, it's not Meritage, it's just affiliated, and they provide low-income housing solutions, for example. So we always want to give back, and we don't view realtors as a relationship that we should try to run from or try to skirt. We actually consider realtors to be our customer as well. I mean, we see it as we build all spec homes. We are sort of a listings-based company, if you will. And so we need that army of realtors out there that are going to come and show and sell those. And we want to help realtors grow their book of business as well.
We appreciate that.
Well, Danielle just closed on a home at Houghton and Broadway. Just this week, I think.
Yep.
I'm looking at Dawn. It was this week, wasn't it?
I got them all in my head like a big old Rolodex.
You've been gracious enough to bring us 7 transactions this year. So I want to say thank you for that as well. And we think your agents are head and shoulders above in their professionalism and just their willingness to come out and partner up and not be afraid of that relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, because some realtors are afraid of it too. It goes both ways. Yeah. But, you know, we want to embrace everyone.
And with that being said, I just want to say that's Don's way of doing business. You know, that's our designated broker. His philosophy up top makes it easier for the rest of us to want to be worked that way. So our relationship and our communication skills and all those things, we train for those things and we go through this weekly. We talk about these kind of things. And how do we be outside the box and how do we help our clients and help everyone, help the whole real estate community?
Well, it's most certainly all about relationships. And, you know, I appreciate you saying that. We do set out to make sure that we have great relationships in the community. And I'll reiterate again that we're very proud and extremely happy with our relationship with Meritage. It's been wonderful so far. And we plan on continuing with it. We think you offer a great product. And super quick, Michelle, you have a great after the sale program with your buyers also.
We do actually. So each community has a designated customer care person. And so they go to them. They teach them everything they need to know about their home. If you can't remember how to set your thermostat, they're going to come and take care of you, you know, and you have that one-on-one relationship with that person who can come and see you through that. And we're not running away from that 1 year homeowner walk. You know, we do want to have that with you. We want to have it at 11 months so we can get time to have the appliance company address any funny noise your dishwasher started making or anything like that, you know.
Nice.
And then just tell us one more time how people can reach you or the best place to go if they're looking for a new build.
So our website is the easiest. And if you're an agent, there's an agent tab there, which will get you all of our inventory, or they're also listed on MLS. We just want to make it easy. So we're kind of in front of everyone everywhere, but MeritageHomes.com is certainly a great starting place. And then again, I'm Michelle Jesse. I'm the vice president of sales. And we've got 12 locations across Tucson, and each of those locations has highly trained, highly skilled. I have a lot of longevity on my team, a lot of people who've been doing this for a long time, and they're very astute at what they do, and they make us look good every day. So we're happy to help no matter how you find us.
And Raymond, Danielle, and I are here to assist you as well. We'd be happy to give you that tour and show you the beautiful products that they have. We also want to mention that we do have the 4-bedroom, 3-bath in Tucson Estates number 2. It did go on the market just a couple weeks ago, but the seller has done a price reduction. So reach out to us if you have any interest in Tucson Estates 2. We are range priced from $600,000 to $630,000, depending on what that offer might look like. At the upper end, the seller is open to buying down your rate as well. So we want to make sure we thank Indy Realty, Regal Pest Prevention, Pillar to Post, Pioneer Title, and John Spurt, Inspired Life Mortgage, for sponsoring the show. We couldn't do what we are doing without their sponsorship.